My sister was here tonight, and I took off to this. She could see this. And she thought this thing was tied to those down there. She said, uh-oh, somebody's going to get a recorder tore up tonight. Well, it's good to be here. I praise the Lord for every night. I praise the Lord for this great fellowship of the saints. I want to give you a verse right quick the Lord gave you a while back. I read it a minute of a time, looked at it a minute of a time in the chapter. But Paul said, I bow my knee unto the Father, because all the family in heaven and earth is named. The done name is past. And I got in on something there, and I had a time. All the family. Brother Joe Parson and I, 7 years ago, was talking one time, just talking. And Brother Joe and I were talking about dispensation, one thing and another, and how some fellows made your own, that God kicked him something in this dispensation, he did in the other dispensation, one thing and another. They get all tangled up, say fine. Brother Joe said, you know what? Now this will hit you, boys. I want you to get this. This will hit you. He said, God had one thing in mind in eternity. One family home, washed in the blood.
Amen.
Family home.
That's right. Glory to God.
That'll hit you when you study the book. That'll hit you. And I just praise the Lord for it. That verse of scripture I've used a lot at funerals came alive in my soul a while back. Where John in Revelator said, it's in chapter 14, verse 13. He said, and I heard a voice from heaven saying, write, happy are the dead, or blessed are the dead. The word blessed means happy are the dead who die in the Lord. From henceforth they do rest from their labors, but the works do follow. Something broke in on me about that. Saints never die. If salvation is eternal, then never die. Faith is immortal, never dies. They're resting tonight from their labors, says the Bible. And their works do follow them. The Hebrew writer said that Abel by faith worshiped God. Offered unto God a more excellent, he worshiped. He offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. God testified of his gift. By his gift, which spoke of Calvary. The blood is there. He being dead, yet still talking. It said he being dead, yet speaking. He still talking. Amen. Glory, this gets touchy with me. When those boys began to sing that last song, that's the first time I ever heard that. Brother Howard Cole, Brother Frank Cole, Brother Ruth, and all of them here Sunday. There's three of them in heaven tonight. And the works still follow.
Amen.
That's why God's waiting till we all get home. And after the rewards. Paul's been gone 2,000 years. Nero thought he was something. He was a king in that day. And he had the Apostle Paul's head chopped off. But after 2,000 years, we name our dog Nero and call our baby boy Paul. Still is.
Amen.
Amen. Now, if you get where you don't have anything to praise God for, you sit in praising God for redemption. One Sunday morning, I went to the radio. A lot of times on Sunday morning, you get up and you're tired. You go for hours after you preached off in the revival, and you come in kind of drugged down, so to speak. And you're tired. Physically. A One more night, went to the radio, and God had just touched me on the way to the radio. On Nazarene Bar King Mall. This is where I went in, and he said, what do you know good? That's just the word we use. You know. What do you know good? I said, number one, I'm redeemed. I just got it as good as that. I said, number two, I'm not going to hell. And I said, number three, they're looking for me at home. I said, look at me that night.
Amen.
They're looking for us home.
Amen.
The difference in those at home tonight, you sitting here, some of you, you're hoping you make it. But they know you're coming. A lot of your songs are not true to the book. Such songs that I dreamed, I searched heaven for you, and I searched heaven vainly. That's not true to the book. Good sentimental song gets somebody scared that I make a profession. It won't last long enough to plow you. Amen? Glad I redeemed. Now let me say right quickly, and we're going to talk a few minutes right here. This is one thing you want to settle in this book. That God foreordained before the world had in the church, washed in the blood, and that church was to trot through this earth and catch out in the rapture. And it's not going down. I don't care how many preachers you hear preaching. A message of gloom, the church is not going down. It can't go down from going up.
Amen.
Organized religion might blow out and quit and get desolate, but the real church will be home after a while. Those girls that sung there a while ago, they sung about something about the crowd over there. Isn't it good that God let us see a little bit of the last chapter? You did. Brother Wade talked about the way they saw it. He liked it. One time this preacher got up and said, he took a text, he quoted your Baptist boy, said, that was a scary emotionalism. It's dangerous, you know. It's really dangerous. And there's an old man of God, an old Holy Ghost preacher, sitting right down on me. And this fellow took him a text that night, worship the Lord and the quietness of your soul, and buddy, he quietened her down. He tried it. There wasn't nobody much noisy in there right in there. And if he'd have had anything, he'd quiet anybody in the house. And when he got through, you know what that old man had not done? He walked up to him and said, you didn't make any. He done lost his voice, old brother J.C. Pipes. He'd come out of Clay County back where we all full of Holy Ghost, never entered college, he was 27 years old, and made 100 on grammar, he called it. Amen? And he cut off his shirt, they were patching a collar up here. Go through Mars Hill College. But then how he preached and he cracked his voice and said, he said that sissy preacher, that's what he was. Sissy. Lord have mercy. He said, you didn't make anything of that tonight? So I said, how come, Brother Pius? He said, the Lord said to love the Lord thy God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your might. And he said, you take emotion out of your body and said your heart stops, you're dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Love him with all your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, man. Yeah, he shut that fellow real good and turned him loose. Of course, it didn't happen. Hey, some fellow, you can't have a dead man.
Right.
You look for him, but there he is. Always you can pull a few flowers on him.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
Right.
Yeah. Well, everybody don't have to be like you. There's nobody like me, thank you. When the Lord paid me, he threw the pattern away.
Amen.
And I don't want to make you feel bad. He threw the way he got through to you, too.
Right.
Right. Hey, Brother Wade and I look more alike than all we boys. There's six of we boys, and Brother Wade and I look more alike. You got as good looks for me, Wade did. And we wear about the same size clothes and all. He didn't worry as much as I did. He kept his hair. But what I'm trying to say is, you folks know there's difference in us. We're brothers in the flesh, brothers in the Lord, but there's difference in us. Wade, he takes a whole lot, but I got a lot of arguments. You distract me, and I do find the power in the Lord. Amen. And he's more patient than I am. I don't know what all. I can tell you a lot of things about him. He worries got me beat. Well, I'm trying to show you that God didn't make us all alike.
Right.
I don't fuss at a preacher who gets up and preaches. He's not a man on earth tonight I think any more of than I do on his new heart. Well, he's not a cyclone type, but now he can make you want to go under the bench. He can make you wish you the Holy Lord won't he hush.
Yeah.
He came to Balfour Hope meeting for us years ago, and he got up there in just that quiet, calm way, said a few words, and said, "You did run well, who did hinder you?" And he started. And of course, I knew he was a preaching man. And this fellow shut down and said, "If that fellow ever gets in, he's going to really get it." And he said, "I sat there about 15 to 20 minutes and said, for all I care, I hope he stays, just keeps doing what he's doing." That old brother Joe was preaching all the time.
Right.
See, God's got him cut out different, and he geared him different, and he piped us different. And don't never run around saying I don't like that fellow. He's not my type. But you may have all been typed. You better be careful. Amen. So I've enjoyed being with you, and I want to ask you that you pray for me. Now, you see, when a man gets to my age, and I'm not drunk at all, I'm not grumbling. All you can do now is look for tunes out there on the ride. Yeah, I'm over the hill. I'm on the western slope, 65 years old. And you may not believe this now, but I feel as good tonight as I did when I was 30. I give all the praise and all the honor to the Lord.
Amen.
I ran into a fellow a while back, and got almost, he had to like his provoked because I was on the walking stick. He said, I declare you, I said, well, would you expect to see me on a walking stick? He said, no, but you ought to look the age. But anyhow, so much for that. I praise the Lord. But what I'm trying to say, I'm trying to show you something. 46 years has passed. I've been preaching for 46 years. I started as a boy. 19 years old. And I'm so glad. The old timers used to sing a song when I'm out there at home. And it had a verse part of the verse is like this. The prettiest thing I ever did was serve the Lord when I was young. Now I'm not going to make you folks that got in late feel bad. But I'm telling you right now, I'm glad I got in early. Now you hear me corporately, you folks, and I'll be talking about the fact that I have memory. He said to me one day, he said, Bill, he always called me Bill. He said, Bill, God's done more for me than did this Sunday. I said, how bad? He said, does he go to 30 years old saved? He said, he saved you before 17. Amen. So I got in early, and the Lord has let me preach. I've been preaching. I started preaching, I've been preaching. And I thank him. You know, it'll run up on you before you know it. See, they've done named me, Brother Sackler, named me the Dean of the Mountain Preachers. And he didn't ask me about it, but he did. And I got to thinking, well, I said, my God, I ain't that old. And I got to look around in our county, and most of all other fellows are gone. They're gone. That's older than I. There's one or two preachers up there in our county that's older than me. But I want you to remember me in prayer. I want to finish well. You hear? I ain't looking for no place to slow down too long. I'm looking for a place to stay just as warm and sweet in the Lord. And I refuse to get ugly, dogmatic, and grabby, crabby, grouchy, snappy. You need enough of that in a half. Need some folks you don't want to speak to them, not ready to snap at you, you know? Amen. Oh, dear Lord Jesus. So I've enjoyed every night. I trust you have. And I've enjoyed being with Brother Wade. Well, she's my own brother in flesh, but I praise the Lord for him. All you see is good. I praise God for any preacher. I praise God for Brother Wade's wife, too. Cleo is a diamond already polished. I say that in the present. I say it to her back. She is a diamond already polished. Of course, Wade's boss sits down at the house. He don't make much fuss about it, but one good thing about it, Cleo has always recognized Wade to be the boss. Now, he don't abuse, you know. And that makes it just exactly in order in the book. Somebody said, 50-50. No, it ain't. God said, man, the head of the house. Lord, don't get on that now. Huh? Well, I'm going to try to stay for you. Yeah. Paul said, I would have you know that the head of Christ is God, and the head of the man is Christ. The head of the woman is the man. Don't make no 50-50 out of that. That don't make, boy, I'm going to tell you one thing. I thank God for the sinner to earth. He's the man that throws the tide again that woman's lid. Now, some of you women jump up and have a fit, and I know who you are. Buddy, he went in there ramping and ramping, and I mean pouring. If they'd have got that face, they could have drafted your 17-year-old daughter to put her in the army. They didn't want this war. And I thank God that North Carolina voted today. Now this is not an outline tonight. This is going to make some of you feel good, some of you bad. But you know what the book says? All scriptures given for what? By inspiration of God, and it's proper for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, and for instruction in righteousness.
Yes, right.
That the man of God may be perfectly, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That's what it is. When you miss the order of the book, you've missed it.
Right.
You've missed it. So don't forget the Blue Ridge Cat meeting, of course, Brother Wade will remind you. It starts the 7th day of August, which is the first Sunday. Brother Harold Sightler will be with us the first week, and we don't know exactly who will be there the second week, but there'll be a camp meeting preacher there, I promise you that. A camp meeting preacher. Turn in the 15th chapter for women now to the 15th chapter of Corinthians. Now, Cleo, you'll come back to this, man. I want to sing a song before I preach. I may be... let it get by. I want to tell you while I'm thinking about it. Any time I find a song that's been a blessing in my life, I want to pass it on. I might get some sometime later. This song is entitled, I'm Happy With Jesus Alone.
That's all right.
There'll be times in your journey that you'll feel that there's nobody there but Jesus. But as the song was the girl sung, he said he'd never say no. He'll be there. Praise the Lord. Talk. And it came in my life right when I need it. Okay. Listen to words, I want you to hear. There's nothing so precious as Jesus to me. Let earth with its treasures be gone. I'm as rich as can be with my Savior I see. I'm happy with Jesus alone. I'm happy with Jesus alone. I'm happy with Jesus alone. Oh, poor and deserted, thank God I can say, I'm happy with Jesus alone.
Amen.
I sing that in fourth flat. Come on up there, fourth flat. It's sad for and doom to a life of despair. No light on the pathway to shine. Was Jesus who found me and made me a nair to manage the glory divine. I'm happy with Jesus alone. I'm happy with Jesus alone. And deserted, my God, I can say, I'm happy with Jesus alone. Should father and mother forsake me below, my bed upon earth be a stone, I'll come to the Savior who loves me, I know. I'm happy with Jesus alone.
Amen.
say, I'm happy with Jesus alone. Thank you, thank you. Now, turn here with me in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. I want to read something. Beginning with verse 41. Verse 41. I believe I'll go back up to verse 39. Verse 38, to be exact. But God giveth it a body as it pleased him, and to ever seed his own body. Now that, you could get in there and get some preaching right quick. This crowd run around saying all flesh is the same. We'll find out it is. All flesh is not the same. Flesh. But there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beast, another flesh of fish, another bird. There are celestial bodies and bodies celestial. But the glory of the celestial is one and the glory of the celestial is another. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars. For one star differ from another in glory. One fellow said they photographed over 150,000 stars alone at the World Fair through a great telescope. And some fellow standing there said, you ever found any stars alike? And this man said, no, we never have and never will. So we photographed 150,000 and never found no two of them alike. Well, you see, Paul said that 2,000 years ago. Said it's all different. God made every star just that in the Milky Way, let alone the rest of them, of billions of them, and he made them all different. Amen. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown corruptible, corruption, it is raised incorruptible. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. As it is written, the first Adam was made of the a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit, which means in the original, he was made or he was a life-giving spirit. That's the last Adam. That's the Lord Jesus. He was a life-giving spirit. Because we were dead and without life and without hope and without God in the world. And he came after us. Having it that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural. And afterward, that which is spiritual. That's the last Adam. He was the spiritual one. The first man is of the earth, earthly. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Amen. As it is earthly, such are they also that are earthly. And as the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Amen. Now this I say, brother, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither the corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. Now we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkle of an eye, at the last trump. For the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruptible, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruptible, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying, O death, where is, O death, is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy stain? O grave, where is thy victory? The stain of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be unto God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brother, be it steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. That's reading of the remaining of the chapter. If correctly read, will you bow your heads, please, for a moment? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're here tonight. We thank the Lord for every night. We thank you for every song, for every prayer, for every expression of thy goodness. Prayer, praise, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, who in heaven would not remain, turned his back on the beaters and the grandness of glory, and came down to earth. took on himself flesh, was made flesh, and was even made Satan for us, that we might know the righteousness of God. Yeah. And we're glad I have the Father that he went to Calvary and met the devil on his own battleground and conquered death and hell. And Lord, we're so glad that after 30 years he came back to the Isle of Patmos and said to John the Revelator, said, "Behold, I am he that liveth and was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore." Amen. And having the keys of death and hell, and said, "What you see, said, go ahead and write." And we're so glad I have the Father that he is the victorious Christ. The victor's already won. We talk about winning the victory and getting the victory. Lord, if we're in the Calvary, we're fighting out for victory all the time. We're standing on victorious ground all the time. Yeah. And we praise God for it. Help us to realize, Lord, we're not going to have to fight in the victory. We're fighting out from the victory because we've never been to Calvary. And the victory was won at Calvary, and we bless God for it. Yeah. The Bible tells us that the devil was conquered and the devil was demolished, and we praise God for that. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that you bless this church. Bless this people. We pray thou blessest upon Brother Wade, upon Cleo, as we minister here and to work for the Lord. And we pray, Lord, to bless these men of God, these dear saints that stay, these dear women. We thank you for them too, Lord. Bless God. We thank you for the saints. We thank you for these old spiritual mothers of Israel. We pray, Lord, that you'll help them to stand by, pray, and do what they can till we get home to God. We'll soon all be out of here. We'll soon be gone. Life runs by before we know it. And Lord, it don't seem like it's been as little bit since we were a 19-year-old boy, fumbled along, stumbled up, and came up the side of the mountain back on the Blue Ridge and started out down the land preaching, telling about Jesus. But Lord, 46 years had done past, 47 soon to roll up. I think we've been trying to tell a story about Jesus, and we praise God for all the way. We thank you, Lord, for every mountain. We thank you for every cloud. We thank you for every valley. We thank you for all the sunshine. We thank you for everything you've ever done, Father. Yeah. All that you've done for us that we know about, and all that you did that we don't even know about, we praise God for that too, Lord. And we thank you for what you're doing tonight, what you're going to do, Lord, in the ages to come. Yeah, we're glad our heavenly Father Paul said that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus, the Lord. Oh, Father, we pray God bless you on this church. And keep it, Lord, for thy glory. We pray, Heavenly Father, let the power of God guard this place. Keep devils and demons away. Let God's people have liberty in the Lord. Let the sinners get saved. And let men come home to God. Let them march on through here. Can we get all out of here and get home to God after a while? We thank thee, our Heavenly Father, for the name of those that we've even known here in this church. We're glad, our Heavenly Father, we got up here tonight. Thought about that song. How that we used to hear Brother Howard and Brother Frank and Brother Luke sing. Oh, how blessed our heart. And Lord, we praise God for men who live on. We realize they're resting from their labors tonight. Yeah. And they're watching and waiting our coming. Glory to God. How we can say with the poor the long ago, why should we long for the world and its sorrows? When in that home over the sea, millions are singing the wonderful story. Amen. Heaven hold all for us tonight. And we bless you, Lord, and for name for it. Out on the hills of that wonderful country. Happy, contented, and free. Love ones are waiting and watching our coming. Glory to God. We're glad, Lord, tonight that every one of us have love ones. Now that's watching and waiting our coming. And we're here for a little while. And we'll soon be leaving out. Glory. And we bless you, one of our name for it. As that place was we had last night, our trials and our affliction and our sorrows are but just for a little while. But we'll soon be out of here. Amen. Blessed be the name of God tonight. To a country where the rainbow never fades and the sun never sets and mothers never die and the babies never cry. Glory. And the children will play, and the hearts will be gay, and none will ever rule the people of man. Blessed be the name of God. And we're praying about our home tonight. That's where you inquire us. The Lord help us to keep on keeping on and run well that we get out on this earth. And God, there's one request we want to make of you tonight. Stick our tracks in the sands of time and let the devil find them when we're done in heaven. And we'll praise you while the ages of ages go. In Jesus' name, we make our prayer tonight. Glory to God. Blessed be God. Let me read you something else. As Brother Wade said a while ago, it's Saturday night in hell. Tis blessed to live. Tis blessed to live. Yeah. But it's greater to die. It's blessed to live, but it's greater to die. And the best of the world is a path to the sky.
Thank God.
It's about the best thing this world's got for us. Amen. Blessed be God. If Any man be in Christ, let me read you something you need to turn to that door to. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. He's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. That's an old text. And it's good. And I praise the Lord for it tonight. I want to talk tonight about the new creation. Boy, you talk about something, the new creation. You see, in Adam we died. The first Adam was made a living soul. The first Adam was made a living soul, and he was earthly. But in Adam, by voluntary transgression, he fell from a holy and happy state. And I hold you sick this morning. In Texas one time, Brother Joe was out there, and I was over there at a conference. And one day we was preaching each other out at the motel or in a cafe one. And we was preaching. And I said to Brother Joe, I said, Brother Joe, I said, you know, I've come to the conclusion that the redeemed are better by the fall than they were before. And you know what he said? He stood there a moment and said, yeah, we fell up. Yeah. Now, I would fall out with you if you don't catch all these thoughts. Brother Joe went to a church to hold the Bible. It had a lot of juniors, you might say. And that next class is in leaders, isn't it? Yeah. And they had a lot of young, you know, there's old people, the middle-aged people, but there's young. They've been in that country. Well, they've just been in that country where do the best you can. You know, there's people. And every year you have to have a revival. It takes 2 weeks to get a revival. Now, I'm not being critical. Watch what I'm trying to say. And so Brother Joe preached to him a week, and I went out there all Sunday morning, and all I heard was I didn't understand all that fellow said. Yeah. I didn't understand all that fellow said. And I got up to preach. They asked me, I visited that morning, and they asked me to preach, and I got up. I said, wouldn't it have been a reproach on Brother Joe for preaching nearly 50 years? Get up here and preach to you fellows understand everything he's saying.
That's right.
And he was so simple as a shower. Of course, they didn't catch that shower, I said.
Yeah.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
You see, preaching is to give you a thought. And don't jerk the shade down because it may be true.
Yeah.
And you may have to look at it a long time before it breaks on. Yeah. Like I said about say that Brother Joe kept using my presence a while. I said, been a long time back. That we're neither man nor angel, but a new creation. One day that thing just, there it was. There it is. That's it. You're not angels. Amen. Wow. And we're not the natural man. Oh, you're in the flesh yet. You've not been translated except from power of darkness into the light of the Son of God.
Amen.
You have a translation there. The Bible says so.
Yeah. That's right.
And made a new creation. You see, in Adam we die. And really the redeemed tonight. Now you may not get this or don't run out of it, please. The redeemed tonight is better off than Adam was in the Garden of Eden. Because Adam could have stayed in the Garden of Eden 1,000 years and have fallen out of the Garden of Eden into sin. But the new creation, watch what I'm saying now. The second man, the Lord from heaven, came to get a new creation that can't fall out of the Garden of Eden, bud.
Amen.
I don't agree with you, honey. Won't keep him sleeping tonight. I am redeemed tonight by the grace of God, and I'm not for sale. Yeah, hey. You see, what was lost in Adam was restored in Christ. That's why we're going to have an Eden, buddy. That's why we're going to have a Canaan. I mean, a millennial, as sure as you're breathing. Everything that was lost in Adam was paid for by the second man, the Lord Jesus, from heaven. Sure was. That's why Jesus said, if I had to come and done what I'd done, he said they wouldn't have had no excuse. They had an excuse. But said, now they have no hope for their sins.
Right. Yeah.
Going back to this old preacher, Pipe. One time this young lady walked up to him and said, Brother Pipes, I'd like to ask you a question. Why do I have to go to heaven? What had Adam done? And Brother Pipe said, shh. I couldn't even answer. And said, I'll let you know later, young lady. And he said, I went home, I studied all week and I prayed. And he said, Sunday was about to roll up again. And said, I was out on the side of the mountain talking to the Lord. And I said, Lord, that was Saturday he was talking to God. He said, tomorrow I'm going back to preach and that young lady is expecting an answer. And now you're going to have to hit me and said, the Holy Spirit of God. I spoke to his heart and said, Pipe, she either going to hell for what Adam done. Said, Jesus paid Adam's debt. Right. And old Brother Pipe said, I was grubbing up on the side of the hill. I chopped a few sprouts out of the way. And I stuck up my mic and had me a spell in the new ground. Amen. You don't go to hell for having sin. You go to hell because you fail to believe in the only begotten Son of God. That's where you go to hell. I forgot to love the world. He gave his only begotten Son. And said, believe in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. And so Jesus came and paid that instead. Are you listening? My brother Ted's got one you ought to hear him preach. It is my brother Ted. And that is what regeneration done for me. Amen. And did you know the Apostle Paul said in the 6th chapter of Romans in the 1st verse, he said knowing this, that the old man is crucified with his deeds. Amen. Bless God. Jesus taking it to the cross. Are you listening? Glory to God. He certainly did. And people get out here sometimes and do wrong and say, well, that's old Adam me. I beg your pardon. That's old honey in you. Oh, that's Henson or Rutgers or something else. Yeah. Don't blame it on Adam. Yeah. Amen. Because that's already been fixed. Yeah. Are you catching on? Yeah.
Glory.
The first Adam was on earth. Earthly. Amen. But the second Adam is the Lord from heaven. And he came out to get a new creation. You get me? Yeah. Amen. And that new creation is the ones that are going back to God. As sure as you're living in that. Amen. As sure as you're breathing. And the Bible said he was a pretty spirit. And the men who know the Greek says that really means he was the last Adam. He was a life-giving spirit. Amen. When I was without life, when I was lost in the way in front of mine, he came my way one night and brought everlasting life in my never-dying soul. And he quickened me and raised me up. As part of my to the city of God, that's going to be running well for holy life.
What he done? Isn't that being Christ? He's a new creature.
Amen.
Amen. So since we're born in the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Amen. Sure enough, Lord, I'll tell you something, folks. Heaven's not as far as we come down, I think it is. That's right, as you're living. Oh, glory to God. Have you ever got so close to heaven that you want this kind of one to say, hello, at home? Amen. You believe that? Oh, I sure do. I believe I've got an inheritance. I've got an inheritance tonight. That's income from among the fowl that faileth not away. Being turned in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. Ready! Even if you're the last time. Amen. God's going to have us ready, children. The Bible says so. And that's all the thought of you, God. Is a Bible. Amen. It's what God said. Amen. Let God be so down in a liar. That's what says the book. And so that's right. As certain as you're living and breathing tonight. And I bless his wonderful name for it. He gave us an inheritance in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's incorruptible tonight. And it's on the cloud. Amen. And it's marked off. It's a place marked off the home for me tonight. As certain as you look at me, I've got a place marked off tonight. And nobody's going to occupy it but me.
Amen.
I'm a new creature tonight. I'm a new creature.
Hallelujah.
Old things have passed away. Amen. Well, it's a good day when you got saved, or good night, or good morning, or good afternoon. Whenever it was. It's like a cousin of ours wrote a song one time. I'm thinking of the old home place. And he wrote the song, but the music to it. Sent it down here to Vaughn's, over Tennessee, where Liz Allen lives over Tennessee. He sent it over there, and you know what they did? He had in that song, I'm thinking tonight, the old-fashioned home, the father, mother, and prayer. They wrote back and said, how about changing that one word? So let's put in there, I'm thinking today,
Let's not use that word I'm thinking tonight. Well, when Will saw it, he found out this right. I'm thinking today of the old-fashioned home. I don't care if it's midnight, that's God of a day.
Yes.
When God kissed your sins away.
Hallelujah.
They used to sing an old line on the mountain, bright morning star is rising. Day is breaking in my soul. Oh, where is our dear Father? Oh, where is our dear Father? They've gone to heaven shouting. They've gone to heaven shouting. Day is breaking in my soul. Oh, I know an old lady one time told me, she said, "We had a hard time." Said, "Daddy, I had a great big crowd of children. We had a hard time years ago." And she said, "We had to carry water. We wasn't even, there wasn't no electricity, bless God. Didn't have any gravity water. Had to carry it then. Had a well, a little draw for the well, a little carry from the spring." And she said, "I got a little conviction. This is sovereign grace. And you folks need to fall out of your seat now." Amen. I went down to a certain country, to a certain area. I preached on sovereignty one night. Preacher come out and said, "Boy, you really got by tonight. I figured they'd close up on you." I said, "Who said the preachers?" I said, "There's some guy that closed up on sovereignty. Let him close up." Amen. You think I'm going to leave my game? The preacher don't believe the Bible? Not me.
Yep.
Amen. And she said, "I've been disturbed for days about my soul. Wonder who disturbs people." It's the blessed Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That came from heaven to pick out the bride.
Yes.
Get home with them.
Hallelujah.
She said, "Preacher, honey, I was disturbed for days." And one morning she said, just at the crack of daylight, I went to the spring and picked up two buckets of water and said, I turned around and started back up to the house and said, "The morning star just appeared over yonder," and said, "That old song broke in my soul."
Yeah.
"Right morning stars are rising, days are breaking in my soul." She said, "Lord, teach you do that for me." And she said, "Preacher, I don't know how I ever got to the house with all that water, but I did." God broke in her soul.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, she got the picked up the buckets and started to the house.
Lord,
could you do that for my soul? Amen. He sure can.
Yes.
Oh, like the buddy always told Nazarene preacher said his mother kept him going down to the spring and she stayed a little longer, and he got him suspicious. And he said he decided one day he'd kind of watch around to see why mother was so long going at the bucket of water. And he said one day he looked down that path and his mother was coming up that path. Bless God, said she's almost, amen, daddy, about to lose his hold. Said she's about 3 feet off the ground coming to the house. Said he found out what's the matter with her. She's been afraid.
Yeah.
I'll call back one of the good day when God kissed away your sins.
Hallelujah.
Born in the family. So look at my room there with the great preacher, Cyclone Mack. He went to the office of days and days. He went down and he wrote me an answer, Cyclone. He went down to a little tent meeting down and he went down there and looked the spout thing over. And there's some other fellow preached up, but Robert, he's listening. He's sitting up there and he located him back yonder. He never laid eyes on before. And when this fellow didn't know, called his buddies, walked back there and jumped out of the old brother Cyclone's face. And said, "Young man, a man looks like you look and got the countenance you got, the devils are doing dirt with in this town." Peel off and she left him. He didn't say, "Will you, won't you please come?" Let him go, bless God. And what he said, then he hit him with the gospel, let him alone.
Yeah.
So old Cyclone brother got, he said he went home. He closed his eyes, said that fellow, say, "Young man, a man looks like you and got the countenance you got, the devils doing dirt with him." He opened his eyes and he'd see him. And for 3 or 4 nights, and finally he went to the mourning bench.
Yeah.
Went down the front. Amen. Couldn't do no good. Got up, went out and brushed by him, hit 45, come back, see he's doing better. And he fooled around there for 7 nights. But one night God really kissed his sins away.
Amen.
And he said he felt like it really happened, but he wanted to be sure. He'd been so mean and kind, but he just wondered if God really would do it. And he said, "A little bit of his mother's very small." And he said that he walked out on that old tent looking at the stars and the moon, and he said they began to twinkle, and they come out on a parade, and the moon broke out looking at him, and said his mother said, "What do you say, Mike?" He said, "Mama, the worst of
them." Glory to God.
Amen. Thank God to say, well, yeah. I remember just as well as I'm breathing. It was in October, in the fall of October, when God kissed my sins away. And I looked out of a little church at home, and the moon was up there about the way up there, pretty good, coming about the east, a full moon. And I never noticed it looking like that. It looked like it was pleased before God got in. Amen. That's God. Have you ever thought of God going to shake hands with bushes? Oh, have mercy. Yeah. Well, I surrendered to Prince, that's God. I wanted to get up and shake hands with bushes around there. Right. Amen. Everyone that was a moving light looked like he said, praise the Lord, he surrendered. And God put the words to sing in, and they sound like they said, he surrendered. And I love that mountain skipping like a wind. Amen. Say, I've never been in that one. You can get there, brother. It's not congested in that country.
Amen.
Glory. It's not congested. I'll bet congested in that area. Amen. What a good night. I'm still on that thought. What a good hour when God takes those sins away.
Hallelujah.
Makes you a new creation.
Yeah.
You didn't know anything about it, don't know much about it now, but you know more about it now, you know then.
Yeah.
But thank God for what we do know about it.
Glory.
Thank God for what we have learned about it. Amen. No one on David said, I have a goodly heritage. It is. It's all right.
Yeah.
You want to swap yours off tonight or something? Talk to me, brother. That's right. Right. What is the goodly? That fellow that wrote that great old hymn, old happy day to fix my choice. I'll be my Savior, my God.
Yeah.
Was that a good night? Good hour?
Yeah, yeah.
Old guy taking so much school one time. He said he had an uncle that was an old bastard. Never had him say he wasn't the old fashioned at this meeting. Happy. And said, the corn was just tossing, and said one night he broke this out on the front porch, family was, his mother, all of them, and said somebody broke out of the woods down there and rode the cornfield. There was a path went down to the cornfield and crossed through some woods and hit a road over yonder and made a circle around, and said somebody broke out of the woods down there and sang. Said his mother said, who's that singing? They said, that's Uncle so-and-so. She said, why, he couldn't carry a tune in the bucket. They said, it's him though. And the old man Jenkins said, you know what he was singing? Oh, happy days, it was just a dog. Amen! He got saved at the camp meeting that night. Came out of the woods in the cornfield singing, oh, happy day. And his sister didn't even know he was saved. He might not know if he got saved. Glory to God. David said he put a new song in my mouth.
Yes.
Even praise unto our God. Man shall see it in fear and trust in the Lord. Oh, happy day, happy night. When Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. I like that, don't you?
Yes.
That's why God teaches you to live rejoicing every day. Every day. Every one of you is going to have your battles. You're going to have your mountains to climb. And bless God, I want you to know God can give you a joy. That's in the rejoice while you're climbing the mountain.
Yeah.
Because you know you're going to get to the top after a while. Hey. Shall walk across the valley because you're going to even be across the valley.
Hallelujah.
Our brother George Brunel preaches and hit now preach on 23rd Psalm. He knew Greek. He knew Hebrew. He knew Latin. I mean, he was a scholar. And old brother George said that verse of scripture. Old brother David said, though I walk through the valley, the shadow, I'll fear no evil. He said the Hebrew word on that. If I didn't get shaken now, he said. But he said the Hebrew word wasn't that there. Word, I'll just march along. Means I'll just march. And there it was, I'll just mow it through. And getting the benefit of it because God's here.
Yeah.
You get it? Yeah. I want you to be a bright God's here.
Yeah.
I'm going to go through that. Don't want to get through that. We ain't going to be anywhere. All day. When God kissed us in the way. That's a new birth. You follow me? That means a new birth. New creation means a new birth.
Yeah.
Then it means a new life. It's a new life. The old life's over, you're living a different life.
Thank God. Hallelujah.
I lost the world, and the world lost me. When I found peace and pardon at Calvary.
Yeah,
do you remember that? Where is all so-and-so?
hear?
Oh, I haven't heard. What happened? He's joined the church. He's not religious. He's joined the church. He has. Well, I didn't see him here tonight.
No, he's not here. He's not here.
Hey, man! I lost the world.
The world lost me.
Amen. Well, I found peace and pardon at Calvary. You get it? Glory. When I left the game, they said, well, he'll either be drunk again in 3 months or preaching in 12 months. They dismissed it 2 days. Hey, man, I got saved on the 4th of October and got up to preach on the 3rd for the following September on the 3rd. Just missed a few days. Amen. But didn't God know it? Glory to God. What am I saying? Amen. Listen, will you please? I left them and I was a Pharisee. No. I found something greater than the world.
Amen.
I found something greater than the sock tails of the world and the garbage of this world. I found angels too deep. Thank God. I know honey's so sweet. It is most delicious meat to my soul. And all his promises, I abide. And my soul is satisfied.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I love that old song. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. All what a foretaste of glory divine. Ours is salvation, purchased of God, born of the Spirit, washed in His blood.
Yeah.
This is my story. This is my song. Having a hard time trying to make it all the way along. Man, he didn't sing it like that.
No.
This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. You have to tell me on him and convict all you folks.
Yeah.
This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all that day long. Have any of you ever read any of Uncle Billy Gray's books? He was a notorious drunkard, got worse to save, went back to the crowd and testified to him. Somebody knocked him down, kicked his eye out. But it didn't bother him. He hit it on the city. And he praised the Lord. He's full of God. He's full of God. And somebody ran up to him one day and said, Uncle Billy said, don't you believe praise the Lord could become a habit for me? He said, yes, I guess it could, but said, don't think the Lord's Father would have it. Amen. Oh no, not a bit in the world. He's full of one time he run full about a woman died. She was shouting praise God while she was dying, and Uncle Billy had a spell. And this is what he's about to shout about Uncle Billy. He said, great Lord, if a dying woman can shout, Joaquin Lillian and shout.
Right.
Amen. Praise my Lord.
Yeah.
Did you know it makes the devil so mad he goes in the pit? Run his blood pressure up to 199. Yeah, the people of God say, praise the Lord. Thank God. Praise Jesus. Thank God for saving me. Thank God for keeping me. Thank God for leading me. And I praise the Lord for Jesus. That makes the devil so mad he goes in the pit.
That's right.
He don't care how much you play religion, just so you don't worship God. Boy, when you start zeroing in and start worshiping and studying this book and loving Jesus, it gets your devil stuck up.
Right.
You play religion, okay, he won't bother you. He'll have to play religion. Like old Dr. Lakin said, great preacher, one of the greatest in the nation, in my book. One among the greatest. He said, the infidel knew 80% of all this church activity we're doing. I said, the infidel couldn't worship God. Because he's done said his heart, there's no God. I don't want no God. I don't want any God. It means a new life. Oh, wasn't that good? Where's so and so going now? I don't ever see him on Saturday night. Well, he goes to church most times.
Yeah.
Somebody told me, well, son, I believe I'll just go see about that.
Yeah.
I've had this happen. I've had fellows come. So and so get saved and baptized him. And they say, I believe I'll go see about that church up there. You know, they're going to the cave. I went on Father Tubb one time, they talk. I was baptizing people, and God saved them, we'd have a time. And one fellow said, I'm just going up there and look that fellow over. And well, see, he came up and looked me over, he came down there about halfway down here, not quite halfway, and he said, now, where I could look at him real good while I was preaching. And when I sat in preaching, God got a hold of me, and his mouth started opening, right? Slow, he got. He had the biggest smile than any man ever looked at. His chin got out on his chest. Well, I got through. I said, anybody want somebody to pray for you? And he's the first man that come there. And he's an old shovel, old drunk old shovel. But you see, God left it. He went to criticize. He thought he was going to criticize, but really on the conviction was wrong with him. And God really rested his soul that day. Amen. And he got doors to save. And his wife said to somebody, said, would you believe if I tell you my husband got religion? They said, no, I wouldn't. She said, go back to church and look at him. Then she said, they got him in the amen tunnel already. Go look at him. Amen. Well, she thought she must got she thought she wasn't going to get religion. She called it religion or salvation. But bless God, it wasn't about a month till God got her in too. Amen. So they'll say, let's go over there and see that fella. They tell me he's joined over Hollis Spring or he's joined over the Sandy Plains or somewhere around here. Let's go look at it. And they'll come in and then say, let's go out and well, I can put a little bit around here. Isn't that little store thing? I used to get all shut up on somebody criticizing. It tickles me out here about people criticizing. It's not doing the thing. We're giving you some good advertisements. Amen. Now the sinners won't criticize much, but your hypocrites is what does that. And they're juicy hypocrites. Them juicy hypocrites. They won't get out of the door of the ship. Bless God, won't let nobody in won't see them. That's what he said in his world. The sinner won't say much. He may do a lot of things, but he won't say much. Amen. Are you listening? Don't kill me, just about what I'm talking about. I've been around here a little while. Yeah. Amen. It's your hypocrites that do the criticizing. And some of them are preachers too. Now well, that jumped in the gear there. Yeah. Yes, stand up. Oh Lord, I wish I hadn't got here, but I'm gonna go on through. They'll get around, the preachers get around and say, if I was the pastor of Hollis Springs, I wouldn't run that church like No, he wouldn't. And I told one time, he's running his mouth about a certain preacher, or when he's running his church, and I said, you never have done anything but run everything you mess with, let alone run it. I run it. I said, oh, that's better than your mess, but you run it.
Amen.
The thing that's wrong with them, they're in it because God's man's doing the job. They haven't got enough of knowledge to know it's God through the man and the end of the man and his position. And don't you singers let that sneak in on you either, buddy.
Yeah, that's right.
That's got to get some unsingers too sometimes. They'll say they like that crowd singing better than they like our crowd. Well, you put singing right there and you get that out of you.
That's all right.
That's what's called 10-4 in CB. Amen. I'm glad you ain't got nobody here to play the organ but Noel. I haven't seen any of you girls looking like you didn't like it either. No other than you boys. Lord, don't you never let that get by. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. No, sir. There's nobody to play it like Noel. And there may be somebody here to play better than him. But there's nobody to play like him. And bless God, if God's put him in that position, you keep your hands off of him. Give me $5 after service here tonight, boy.
That's all.
I'm trying to help you, folks.
Yeah.
The next time you hear from me, I may be in heaven. I hope you remember some things to tell you. I ain't saying that there's nobody else to play that organ around here. But I'm trying to show you, if God has put him in that position, that's his. He wouldn't mind some of us that he's playing.